The last few weeks have seen commuters in Prague able to test for the first time the brand new 15T. That's the four-city tram designed by Škoda Transportation, still undergoing trial runs. The 15T is a little boxier than previous models, but still elegant, indeed perhaps more refined, and offers a slew of improvements. It is, for example, the first 100% low-floor tram in the Czech Republic. A little earlier, I spoke to Škoda Transportation's Vojtěch Plateník. He was the assistant project manager on the new 15T.
It is quite different because it is a 100% low-floor tram car. And this concept is the first to be produced in Czech Republic, designed and produced.
Which means it'll make it much more user-friendly, of course, for people, for example, in wheelchairs or for parents with strollers.
Definitely, this advantage is for mothers with strollers, with disabled people, but also the design of the interior is user-friendly for example, blur-eyed people, which means handles and bars have different colors for better orientation inside the tram car.
What about the overall design? Looking at some pictures, the exterior, it looks also very different from designs that have come before.
The tram is very different because it has turnable bogies, which means it can have a square design from the front point of view and also from the top point of view. And it also gives us the opportunity to use very well the interior, which means, for example, you can walk without taking any stairs or steps from the very front of the tram to the very back.
That is, I imagine, something that must be welcomed by people who have tested the tram. What has been the reaction so far?
Well, the overall reactions from the new passengers for the past few weeks we've had is basically very positive, which pleases us as the manufacturer. And one of the very well accepted features is that the tram is very quiet. It is also very well designed in terms of the interior, of the layout of the seats, so it enables the passengers to exchange very quickly, to get off and get on the tram in a very short time.
One of the things that has often been a point of discussion in the past when it comes to trams is the upholstery. I know originally trams had wooden chairs, then they had plastic ones. Lately, they have been upholstered. But my understanding is that the new one has new seats again. Is that correct?
In terms of the development, we've sort of come back to the wooden chairs again because there have been problems with upholstered chairs that they were not kept clean, which the new concept is much better for the passengers. They can be kept clean for a longer time.
When will the final vehicles be completed to be delivered to Prague's Transport Authority?
This all depends on the testing process. First, we need to finish the so-called homologation process, which means we need to get a stamp from the railway authority. We expect to have this done by the end of this year, and probably the first four trams would be delivered this year and about 50 more by the end of 2011 and 250 in total.
That was Vojtěch Plateník, the assistant project manager on the new four-city tram. Indeed, I saw it myself last weekend just on Prague streets, and it looks very cool, so I'll be looking forward to trying that out.